Communities in northeast Rocky View County are showing their support for a local family after a motor vehicle collision claimed the life of their 9-year-old son and hospitalized his 14-year-old brother. On August 19 at about 6 p.m., RCMP officers, Acme Fire Department members and emergency responders were called to the scene of a motor vehicle collision west of Acme. According to a press release from the Airdrie RCMP, the investigation determined a side-by-side carrying the two young brothers was traveling south on Range Road 264, when they entered Highway 575 and struck an SUV that was traveling east. Stars Air Ambulance transported the 14-year-old passenger to a Calgary hospital, where he underwent surgery, but the 9-year-old was tragically pronounced dead at the scene. A few days after the collision, Swalwell, Alta. Resident Shannon Fox set up a GoFundMe page for the Eddie Veen family, who own and operate the Irokana Meat Market Butcher Shop. "We have started this fundraiser so that they do not have to worry about any financial responsibilities or burdens as they focus on their son's healing and recovery, as well as the opportunity to grieve without any constraints," stated the GoFundMe description. "Any amount is greatly appreciated." As of August 27, the GoFundMe, which can be found by searching, supporting the Eddie Veen family, had generated more than $18,000 toward a $75,000 goal. Reached on August 24, Fox said she has known the Eddie Veen family for years, having transported their children to school and sports tournaments as a bus driver for the Golden Hills School Division. She said she is also a regular patron of the Eddie Veen's business in Irokana, and is a local photographer in the area, regularly took photos at the boys' baseball and hockey games. She said the decision to support the family with the GoFundMe page was obvious, and something other community members quickly jumped on board with. "We were also shell-shocked and are right there grieving with the family," Fox said, adding it's not just the Acme community that is mourning the loss of the young boy, but also residents of Bisker, Irokana, and Carbon, among others. "It's all of these communities these people's lives have touched," she said. "They're some of the first people to volunteer, butcher, services or carcasses for just about anything anyone needs. They volunteer and donate leg bones to the Calgary Zoo. They're just a great bunch of people, and this is going to require them a heck of a lot of healing." The GoFundMe page is not the only support being shown to the Eddie Veens, as a silent auction is being planned for September 22 at the Acme Community Center. Donations and items for the auction are being accepted at the Flying Monkey Cafe at the Bisker Airport and the Acme Golf Course. Fox added the community is also trying to set up a trust for the Eddie Veens at the BMO in Acme, and the Carbon Bottle Depot is accepting can and bottle donations, with the proceeds going directly to the family. "We're very fortunate that we have some great people who have volunteered to do some things," she said. "I can't say highly enough about them." The Eddie Veens are aware and appreciative of the community support being shown their way, according to Fox, but she and the family are requesting they be shown privacy in their time of grief. "As of right now, it seems like it was so long ago, and it's only been 5 days," Fox said on August 24. "They have a gaping hole in their lives where their little boy used to be. They have to navigate what that hole is going to look like, while also trying to make the healthcare decisions and support their son who is now in hospital. They have another child at home as well, who is going to need to be supported." With friends and classmates of the two boys starting up school again in September, the Golden Hills School Division and Christ the Redeemer Catholic Schools have each offered counseling services to help students process the tragedy. Scott Strasser, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at ScottStrasser19.